The Eroticus Power Press presents Lola Divina reading excerpts from Thriving in Sex Work, heartfelt advice for staying sane in the sex industry, a self-help book for sex workers.
Hi there, I'm Lola Divina, and today I'll be reading Life After the Life, an introduction. Hi, sexy. Let me tell you the story how a good friend of mine got out of the biz. It illustrates how many of us move through major transitions in life, often without even realizing it. For years, M and I used to meet regularly for lunch every couple of months. We'd talk about all kinds of things, but mostly he'd want to talk about burnout. M was in his mid-50s with a robust BDSM clientele, but he was getting tired. He knew he needed to make a change. And yet the prospect of not working anymore was daunting. He loved that his job title for the last 20 years had been Leather Daddy. How could he support himself otherwise? Could he ever find meaningful work? Would he ever get laid again? After about a year or so of inertia, M started taking baby steps in other directions. He went back to school and took a few accounting courses. He started dating a man from North Carolina. They traveled through the South together, a part of the country he had never seen before. He fell into a gig as a lobby ambassador for an upscale apartment building for a few shifts a week. These developments weren't enough for him to quit pro-doming, but I noticed his shift from fear of the future to excitement about other opportunities. Sex work, which before had seemed like his only option, now seemed too small to contain him. Interestingly, whether this was because of choices he was making or a coincidence, his business started to drop off. After another 6 months or so, he'd talk about BDSM with frustration. He was clearly over it. At the same time, his relationship grew more serious, and he put in for a promotion at the lobby job. A year later, he was living in Charlotte with his boyfriend, working as an assistant at a real estate office, studying to get his real estate license. Getting out, which initially seemed so far off and unlikely, just kind of happened. His transition took more than 2 years, but it was gentle. At the outset, the boyfriend, North Carolina, and real estate weren't part of the plan. They weren't even on his radar. But over time, he made small changes that led to bigger changes, and he seized opportunities as they came up. While an important chapter had ended, his life was fuller and richer than before. Our lunchtime sessions were a part of his process. He needed to bitch and fret and be encouraged. When planning for that next step, we all need support to hear our thoughts out loud. Don't struggle with the question of what comes next on your own. Let your friends be there for you. Another lesson from this story. M was a prime example of fizzling out. Now, that's a problem if the goal is to keep making a living in the biz, but if it's time to do something else, then winding down, not hustling for new clients, turning down work, and all the rest, well, that's how we make room in our lives for new things. There's no need to beat ourselves up about this perfectly natural tapering off process. I encourage you to think about how you've made changes in the past. Are you a planner or a procrastinator? A dreamer or a doer? Do you wait for things to fall into your lap, or do you shake things up, even if it means leaping into the unknown? Does the future feel full of promise or dread? Do you feel skillful at making your life into what you want, or has that process always seemed mysterious and cruel? Understanding yourself, trusting that you know how to get from one stage of life to the next, is important. This next section examines transitioning out of the biz. First, I'll talk about the emotional side, both leaving on your own terms and getting bounced out involuntarily. I'll discuss sex work in the rearview mirror because one thing none of us can know for sure is how we'll feel about this job in the years to come. I'll offer my thoughts on the pretty woman fantasy, or marrying out of the biz, because, as it turns out, real life ain't always like the movies. Then I'll tackle the practical side, listing sex work skill sets that naturally translate to other careers. Finally, I'll make some suggestions of side jobs that can bring in some extra money or serve as a cover career.
You've been listening to Thriving in Sex Work, heartfelt advice for staying sane in the sex industry, available in paperback and as an ebook. Learn more at loladivina.com. You can follow Lola on Twitter and Facebook. For Lola Divina, I'm Felicia Gotthelf. Until next time, be sweet to yourself.